Ever since the Regent Cinema closed, most beautiful cinema in Brisbane, it's been making me think a bit more about the future of cinema going, of actually going out from the house, buying a ticket, sitting in a dark room with a bunch of strangers and watching a film. Cinema sales have been on a steady decline over the last few years. There have been spikes, there have been ups and downs, of course, but the overall trend seems to be down. Other areas of entertainment seem to be taking up more of our time. Computer gaming, both on the PC and consoles, home video, watching TV, both broadcast, cable, and TV series on DVD and Blu-ray, and the slow rise of home cinema, all of these things seem to be eating into the cinema habit. My position has always been that cinema is never going to vanish, but it may end up looking something like opera. I mean, opera has never vanished. There's always been opera ever since it came around. It's just that it's no longer exactly, and perhaps never was, the mainstream. It's dwindled, and the audience for opera has shrunk to a small but loyal following who still go to opera, but it's never actually vanished. I always thought that's where cinema was headed. That sure, once Joe Public has enormous LCD screens in their home cinema with surround sound, they're probably going to wind up going to the cinema less often, particularly if filmmakers start delivering their films direct to the home at the same time as they come into the cinema. Why would you bother going to the cinema? There'll always be people like me, cinephiles, who would like to go out, sit in a dark room with a bunch of strangers and watch a movie. There are some films that are just better when you're sitting in a crowd, particularly comedies. But I always thought it would dwindle down to a minority of cinephiles, people who are obsessed with seeing cinema the way cinema is meant to be seen. It occurs to me, I might be reading too much into a single cinema closure, but it seems to me, looking at the Regent closing down, that maybe that idea isn't true. I mean, if ever there was a cinema that was the epitome of what I saw the future of cinema being, it was the Regent. Beautiful facility, films that are usually shown in pristine condition, with bright lamps and in focus, unlike some suburban multiplexes. In the Regent, I never had to get up and go out and complain about the sound being in mono or the analog stereo or the front center speaker cutting out or the subwoofer's gone dead or the focus is wrong or they've got the anamorphic lens on for a film that's not anamorphic. I never had to do that at the Regent. Maybe I got lucky, but they always seem to show films at a very high quality, whereas all of those mistakes I've had in other cinemas. Yes, I'm one of those annoying cinema patrons who actually gets up and complains when the digital cuts out and we're left with the analog backup. But it occurs to me, if the Regent can close down, then maybe that model isn't the future for cinema. Maybe cinema doesn't have a future. Maybe it really will go away. I find it hard to believe, maybe I'm wrong, but I find it hard to believe that cinema will dwindle down to just the suburban multiplexes, because many of the suburban multiplex, as a cinema-going experience, are so unsatisfying that if that's all that's left of cinema, then it will surely die. Whereas if all that was left of cinema was beautiful palaces like the Regent, then I could see it living on in a much smaller, more expensive context, kind of like what gold-class cinema is like. I see gold-class cinema as perhaps the future for cinema. I'm talking many decades from now. But if the Regent can close down, then maybe cinema, actually leaving the house and buying a ticket and sitting in a dark room, maybe cinema's days are numbered. Maybe it's just a lack of imagination on my part. Maybe I can't see where cinema is headed. And when it comes to prognosticating about the future, humans don't have a particularly good track record. But it does make me wonder, is cinematic exhibition, in the way that we understand it, headed towards the editing room floor of history? I hope not.